Good morning, brothers and sisters. This is Brother Wilmer, 484-919-8850. Coming here again this morning with the presence of the Lord. The last few mornings I've been talking about the presence of the Lord and how He is always there, how He always is with us, whether we, just doesn't matter what we're doing, sleeping, eating. Yesterday morning I read out of 139 where it talks about that doesn't matter how high we go or how low we go, He is there. That is true in our life as well. It doesn't matter whether we're having a high day or a day that we're rejoicing or if it's a day that we're discouraged. It doesn't matter. The one thing that realizing that His presence is there, it brings on a longing to be holy and to be clean in His sight. Yesterday morning I read in 139 verses 2 to 12, and the way that 139 ends here, I wanted to bring out here this morning for us all. says 139:17. It says, "How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they were more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. Surely thou wilt slay the wicked, O God! Depart from me, therefore, ye bloody men. For they speak against thee wickedly, and thine enemies take thy name in vain. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee, and am I grieved with those that rise up against thee. I hate them with a perfect hatred. I count mine enemies." And then he goes on to say, he says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." The realization that God is near brings a desire to be clean and to be holy. And the way has been open, the fountain's been open. When the spear rammed into our Savior's side there on the cross, the way was open for all who accept the blood of Jesus and were all brought into the family of God that believe on Jesus and accept the shed blood for us all. That desire to be clean, to be whole, to be holy becomes more real as we realize more and more that God has been there all along. He's seen it all. He knows everything about us. Going back to 139:3, it says, "Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways." That means He knows everything about our life. All we have to do is to be honest with Him, even though He already knows. There's an honesty there that He's looking for. And there's an honesty that breaks down those walls and that we can be with him. Even though he was there all that time, we can be with him when those walls are broken down. To be open, to be honest, to accept him, to accept his presence, to accept his cleansing. That's what the human soul longs for. God bless you.